Adams County supervisors are doubting they can give the airport $800,000 for the coming year, a 300% increase its director says is needed to operate the county-owned facility as it accommodates commercial passenger airline service for the first time in three decades. The request presented Monday by Natchez Adams County Airport Director Carl Beasley comes as supervisors are trying to hold the line on spending and give taxpayers relief after onerous property tax increases hit them earlier this year. Saturday marked the one-year anniversary of the Smitty's supply explosion in Roseland, and contamination concerns remain.
Pat Mashburn lives on the Tangipahoa River, 35 miles south of the plant that stored auto lubricants and motor oil, and told Talk 107.3 he'll never forget the large black plume of smoke that went up in the air and the smell.
It smelled like I was at a diesel truck stop.
Mashburn says millions of oily liquid and industrial chemical waste were released.
It was like the Exxon Valdez was on the Tangipahoa River. I mean, there was oil everywhere.
Mashburn says the river is still darker than it was a year ago before the explosion. I'm Jeff Palermo.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves announced the state will deploy more than $3 million to support expanded mental health services for children, adolescents, and young adults who were negatively affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Through the Community Development Block Grant CARES Act Coronavirus Relief Program, the Mississippi Development Authority approved targeted funding to modernize treatment environments and establish new programming focused on long-term recovery. The grants will go toward refurbishing mental health clinics and therapeutic residential facilities, healing arts programs, and a trauma-informed transitional living program. Louisiana's Labor Day Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign is underway and runs through September 7th. State Police Superintendent Frank Besson says there will be extra patrols at both the state and local levels, specifically looking for impaired drivers during the campaign.
Louisiana State Police will continue to work with our law enforcement partners and identify and remove impaired drivers off our roadways. And that's going to be done through sobriety checkpoints and proactive patrol.
According to data from the Center for Analytics and Research in Transportation Safety at LSU, 18 people were killed, 271 injured in crashes at the Labor Day holiday from 2020 through 2024. The Mississippi River at Natchez Vidalia is at 26.52 feet and rising. News, sports, and weather anytime at ListenUpYall.com.